Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1256, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mr. Montag to find out if those rates were satisfactory. He phoned back the answer that he would engage them for a few days at any rate. Mr. Scott then said, well, I don't need anything else, and he says, the Pinkertons in this case, according to their usual custom in ferreting out the perpetrator of this crime, will work hand in hand with the city officers. I said, all right, that suits me. And he went on his way. About that time, my father-in-law joined the group over in front of the factory, and after talking for some time, my father-in-law and I left, and we arrived home about 6:30, I should judge, and found there my mother-in-law and my wife and Manola McKnight, and we had supper. After supper, my two brothers-in-law and their wives came over to visit with us, and they stayed until about 10 o'clock, after which my wife and I retired. On Tuesday morning, I arose sometime between 7 and 7:30, leisurely dressed, and took my breakfast and caught the 8:10 car coming towards town, the Georgia Avenue car, and when I went to get on that car, I met a young man by the name of Dickler, and I remember paying the fare for both of us. When I arrived at the pencil factory about 8:30, I immediately entered upon my routine work, sending the various orders to the various places in the factory where they were due to go, and about 9:30 I went on my usual trip over to Montag Brothers to see the general manager. After staying over there a short while, I returned in company with another one of their traveling men, Mr. Jordan. At the corner of Forsyth and Hunter Street, I met up with a cousin of my wife's, a Mr. Selig, and we had a drink at Cruikshank's soda fount at the corner of Hunter and Forsyth. Then I went up into the factory and separated the papers I had brought back with me from Montag Brothers, putting them in the proper places and sending the proper papers to the different places. I was working along in the regular routine of my work, in the factory and about the office, and a little later Detectives Scott and Black came up to the office and said, Mr. Frank, we want you to go down to headquarters with us, and I went with them. We went down to headquarters, and I have been there ever since. We went down to headquarters in an automobile, and they took me up to Chief Lanford's office. I sat up there and answered any questions that he desired, and I had been sitting there some time when Detective Scott and Detective Black came back with a bundle under their arm. They showed me a little piece of material of some shirt, and asked me if I had a shirt of that material. I looked at it and told them I didn't think I ever had a shirt of that description. In the meantime, they brought in Newt Lee, the night watchman, brought him up from a cell and showed him the same sample. He looked at it and immediately recognized it. He said he had a shirt like that, but he didn't remember having worn it for 2 years. If I remember correctly, that is what he said. Detectives Scott and Black then opened the package they had and disclosed the full shirt, States Exhibit B, of that material that had all the appearance of being freshly stained with blood and had a very distinct odor. Newt Lee was taken back to the cell. After a time, Chief Lanford came over to me and began an examination of my face and of my head and my hands.